Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. An NAACP challenge to the state's congressional map has failed. Yesterday, a three-judge panel upheld the state's new map, which splits Memphis into three districts. The NAACP had argued that the General Assembly went beyond their authority when they struck down a 50-year-old law prohibiting mid-decade redistricting. The judges found that it was within their right and that the NAACP had misread Governor Bill Lee's proclamation when he called the special session on redistricting. The ruling comes as a federal court in Alabama struck down the state's mid-decade redistricting effort, contending it intentionally discriminated based on race. The NAACP has a separate federal lawsuit that makes the same argument. That lawsuit is still ongoing and has been consolidated with two others in federal court. The mayor's proposed city budget is stoking frustration among people in the entertainment industry because of something that was left out. Nashville's Entertainment Commission, which works to provide resources to creatives and recruit film, TV, and music projects for Nashville, had been searching for an executive director. The commission had been promised dollars for the position, but at a recent budget hearing, Masami Tyson, the mayor's chief of staff, said those dollars had been cut.
Our budget is tight. And so there are some programs for which we wanted to fund, but were unable to, and that was one of them.
The mayor's proposal is not yet final. On June 2nd, the Metro Council will hold its annual budget public hearing. Residents can voice what they would like to see funded in the budget. Typically, council members will then offer revised alternatives to the mayor's proposal. The council must agree on one by the end of June. Otherwise, the mayor's budget will take effect. You can see our ongoing coverage of the city's budget proceedings on our website at WPLN.org.